think with this album, we, well, sonically, I think we just worked on it a bit more. We just were in the practice space like every day for a couple months, and we recorded twice as much material and then ended up like cutting half the album and scrapping it. And then, so there's just kind of this like refinement of chasing some sort of like sonic end goal that the last two records didn't have that process as much. They were quicker. Like we recorded each one in like a week, and this one took like a month or so.
Yeah, and can you tell us a little bit about what recording and writing the record looks like for you? Like, what was kind of your process across that month?
Is Isaac here? Wait, Isaac, let's walk in. We're on radio.
You're gonna look great on radio.
I'm okay.
We just spent like 4 or 5 months like straight like in the studio or in the practice space together, like jamming and writing. Like in that time, we also like experienced like a couple like deaths that were of people that were really close to us, and they kind of like the album's kind of like bookmarked by these like two tragedies while we were writing and recording everything. And I think that definitely relates to maybe a couple of the songs having like a darker mood and like using the songwriting to like process loss, but also to continue processing anger at the world just that was already there.
That makes a lot of sense, just thinking about, I guess, the track listing of the album and like the way everything kind of flows together. I think specifically song 40, I wanted to ask about. It feels very cathartic. It's almost like a sting, a very noisy wave of guitar and drums. Can you tell us a little bit about how that track specifically came about?
Like when we play live, we really try to just play the entire time that we're on stage, and we don't really stop between songs. We end up like jamming a lot live and like making like a lot of noise, and felt like they're just wanted to like kind of translate some of this energy into the recordings. And so we had like our engineer Martin. Pretty much we were like just we're gonna do a 40-second.
We're doing like 40-second takes.
40-second takes, and he was screaming. Nice. He was screaming into like the talkback mic like 40, 40.
Because he was giving us like the.
So that's why you hear it. You can like hear it in the record, like him like screaming 40. And then Charlene has like a great like scream outburst on the song. And it was kind of as simple as that. We did maybe like 8 takes, and then I think we used like the first one.
Yeah, no, it makes so much sense that your live performance adds a lot to, I guess, the process of the album, because I saw a video of I Don't Want To and it looks like such a fun gig. You guys have such an amazing energy on stage.
We did a residency at Nightclub 101, which is this small venue in the East Village. And we did like a monthly show. Like during the 4 months that we were like writing everything for the record, we would play once a month at Nightclub 101 and kind of try out new things, and we made like a bunch of recordings from those shows, and that was kind of a big part of the process too of developing the songs.
I love the opening track, I Don't Want To, and again, like, I saw the video of you guys performing that live, but what was the writing process and what was the kind of thematic story behind that song?
I just played it, it like just kind of came out of my mouth one day. I was sitting at my desk and then I played it, and then that was kind of it. It all came out in one. I feel like I read a lot of like terrible songs, and then every now and then like a song just kind of like falls out of nowhere and it's already there. And that was one of those. And the song thematically is just about getting revenge on everyone that's ever wronged me ever in my life.
What? I didn't know that.
It's about revenge for every single person that's ever wronged me ever.
Okay. No one, that's real. There are two tracks on the album that kind of feel like sisters almost. Days Keep Falling Out of the Sky and Split My Heart. I feel like they're much more heavy on, I guess, the instrumental. Could you tell us a little bit about how you develop, I guess, the instrumental part of a track?
Split My Heart, like the first part, I think was just another song that was like came right out and didn't really take very long to write. And then the second half, where it's a bit more sprawling instrumental, we like made a loop in the studio, and we were just jamming like to the loop for like an hour or so, and kind of got lost in like making this, just kind of got lost in the part. I guess that was kind of it. Days Keep Falling Out of the Sky is a bit more of like a tragic story. But I wrote that song after like a tragedy, like the day of this tragic thing.
Someone very close to us who does
read. Yeah.
We'll be right back.